We're in extraordinarily challenging times for working families throughout this country. They are facing grim employment statistics. They're looking at the value of their homes declining. Their plans, their hopes, and the future opportunities for the children are all coming into question now. The key to reviving this terrible economic news is swift and significant action by the United States Congress. And let me echo what Barbara has said. There are those who want to delay this action or diminish this action, they are either uninformed or uncaring about the plight of working families across this country. Today we heard the news that the unemployment rate has jumped to 7.2%, but Rhode Island, along with California, the news is much worse. In Rhode Island, it's 9.3%, the second highest unemployment rate in the country. Very, very sobering news. Part of the key to our recovery and our stabilization of the economy is putting people back to work. That is a large part of the proposal by the Obama team. The second, as Barbara indicated, is to stabilize housing values across the country. We have legislation that we passed last August under leadership of Senator Dodd to provide opportunities and access to avoid foreclosure. Those efforts should be accelerated and funded. Just yesterday, Senator Durbin and Senator Schumer and Senator Dodd announced that Citicorp has lent their support to using the bankruptcy procedures to help people modify their mortgages and avoid foreclosure. All of these and more must be used to stabilize housing prices across the country. For the last, not years, decades, the central economic premise of every family, and indeed, and apparently everyone on Wall Street, is national housing prices do not decline. Until we reaffirm, restore that premise, we're not going to engender the confidence and the resulting demand by consumers that's going to help lift up this economy. So we have a huge task before us, but again, we're terribly encouraged by the thoughtfulness, by the energy, by the preparation already presented by President-elect Obama and his team. It's clear. We have to act. We have to act now. We have to act decisively. And if I believe we follow the lead and engage as we are in a very collaborative discussion with the President-elect Obama and his staff, we need to move out smartly and decisively. And if we do, we're going to turn this around and we're going to head forward again to prosperity and progress. But it'll take a long, long time. I feel as a representative of the people of Rhode Island, I have a responsibility to pass this package. I would just add that there is absolutely no division of opinion on the need to act as quickly as possible and with a huge commitment of resources. The question, as Barbara was some of the approaches relative to what is a better generator of jobs, what was a better payback in terms of quick response to the economy. Those are important considerations, but they're dwarfed by the consensus, unanimity, and desire to move quickly with a sizable package.